So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, you know the mantra of the show. Big issues, big guests. This guy is a great political strategist, CNN pundit, best-selling author, and, rumor has it, movie reviewer of Catherine Zeta-Jones films like Chicago. Joining us on the Dom Giordano program, a man of many trades, is Scott Jennings. Hey, Scott, welcome back. How's that movie reviewing going?
Dom, it's going great. And I've been as surprised as anyone to find myself in a public tit-for-tat with Catherine Zeta-Jones and her elderly husband, Michael Douglas, but that's exactly
Wait a minute. Let's underline that. Shots fired again, elderly husband. Henry, pull that and send it to the Scott Show so he can use it for a drop this afternoon.
He's like 80-something years old. She's like 56, which is great. And anyway, their little son, Dylan, came on CNN the other night, and we had a debate. And, of course, like a lot of liberals, he wasn't ready to climb into the cage. And you know, I dismantled his silly arguments. And then in the tabloids over the weekend, they're saying that Catherine Zeta-Jones and Douglas are upset at CNN for putting him in this position of having had to debate me. So I've offered to take Catherine Zeta-Jones out to dinner to personally apologize. I haven't heard back yet, but we'll see.
Well, invite her to Phoenixville. They have a lot of great seafood restaurants, politics, and pints where we'll be a week from today. The book truly has struck a chord, a revolution of common sense, how Donald Trump stormed Washington and fought for Western civilization. And again, when Zeta-Jones and people like that do that, Scott, you really have broken through from just the cable watch into big time Hollywood. Tell me, with the tour, I think the high point I know is when you had your son Thatcher on CNN. Mm. As a dad who had my son, who was a budding talk show host at that point in studio with me, I know how that feels, but not on CNN. That had to be good.
That was great. Thatch was out of school last week, and so he traveled with me up to D.C. He travels with me a lot, actually, and he's a trooper, and he sits through a lot of nonsense. But they just simply asked me at the end of the show, what's one thing that you're thankful for? And I said, well, I'm thankful I get to travel with Thatch. And he kind of emerged from behind the column over there and gave me a hug on TV. And that was a pretty proud moment for me because he's a good kid. And he goes a lot of places with Dad, and he sits through a lot of nonsense and a lot of boring stuff for a 10-year-old. And that was awesome.
Now, Scott, one of the things I wanted to emphasize, too, getting President Trump to talk had to be a proud moment, too. The Oval Office, the signing is one thing. But you got extensive Elon Musk in here. So give us just a little flavor before a week from today of Elon Musk and Scott Jennings in your book.
Well, I'd gotten to know him only via direct messages during the campaign. He was paying attention to some of the things that were being said. And afterwards, of course, you know, he was being routinely slandered on CNN by people, and I was defending Elon. I think he's one of the greatest and most fascinating people in the world. And so we had struck up a little relationship. I had requested to interview him as part of the book. And so on the 101st day in office, I sat down with him at the White House. You know, interesting, I could tell, Dom, he was a little bent out of shape at that point. I didn't know he was going to, you know, he and Trump were going to have their blow up, as they did a few days later. But I could tell he was bent out of shape because he thinks America's fiscal situation is untenable. He thinks the mass migration crisis is cratering the West. And he thinks our birth rate situation is too low. And so he thinks all these things are converging to form a real threat to Western civilization. And I honestly, I don't think he found anyone in Washington that he believed shared his urgency about all these problems.
Well, that's why I love the title, not just America, Western civilization. Scott, the thing that I am inside, I'm in a mind meld with you. On CNN, when they bring up the talking point, at least of the last week or 10 days, that Trump's base is disintegrating, or at least there's a lot of fighting going on. And again, I could see both you're agitated, but you have been ready for that moment. You're ready to throw out a statistic 5 years in, party support for him versus Bush and Trump and Obama.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the highest support of his own party of any second-term president in the modern era, period, full stop. I know that because our own CNN data reporter, Harry Hinton, has done a segment on this and published the data at CNN. And so it sort of shocks me when some of our people come on and they say, you know, I have all these unnamed Trump-supporting friends, and they call me all the time and tell me how surprised and disappointed they are he's enforcing federal immigration law. And I'm thinking, this is the most made-up baloney. I don't know a single person who voted for Trump who's surprised that he's enforcing the law or disappointed that he's enforcing the law. But Democrats have been trying this for years to try to create a narrative that somehow Trump is losing his grip on his party or his base. The data does not bear it out. And I bet neither you nor I know anybody who is sitting here going, gosh darn it, I wish I had voted for Kamala Harris. I don't know a single person who believes that.
You couldn't win that on a bet. Scott, any relationship or any interviews with Mark Kelly? What do you make, talking about losing a grip, of what he got into and where he continues to go? And the newest thing, I think, is they're telling people we can't get at Trump, they say, because of the Supreme Court ruling and impeachment doesn't bother him. But we're going to get at you when we come back into power. So don't, quote, do his bidding.
Yeah, they're threatening anybody who voted for Trump, anybody in the military who follows orders while Trump is the commander in chief. I mean, effectively, what they've said publicly is, well, you may think you're following orders now, but we'll decide when he's gone if they were legal. And then we'll punish anybody who did illegal things. Well, that's a threat. That is a threat to people to stop doing their job in the military, stop doing their job in the government, et cetera, et cetera. It's not even thinly veiled. There's no veil at all. It is a threat against people who are helping the president, you know, serve as commander in chief. He is, after all, the duly elected president of the United States. It's why they shut down the government, because their base wants them to grind Trump to a halt. It's why they're threatening people. They want folks to effectively grind the administration to a halt so that he cannot operate as the president. That is the plan.
We're talking with Scott Jennings, the new book, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Scott, I think you were on the show with Stephen Miller's wife, who has a pretty popular and connected podcast. And the go-around was that she brought up that, yes, there are guests there all the time. And I wanted to get inside your mind. What do you feel like, should you do anything when they directly call Stephen Miller a Nazi? And I believe she asks, is my husband a Nazi? Is that what you're saying? Just say it. Stop dancing. Some of the people you spar with in the cage have said it repeatedly.
They have. They've called him a Nazi or a white supremacist. They've done it to her. They've done it to Elon Musk. They, of course, have done it to Donald Trump. And honestly, people feel like they can get away with these direct attacks and hateful commentary. And it's just sort of what you have to do to be an accepted talking head on the left. And of course, when I'm there, I immediately step in and try to correct the record or dispute it or debate it. But it's kind of an article of faith on the left that if you're not willing to call people those names, then you're not good enough. You know, you're not fighting hard enough. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how more lawsuits aren't filed, truthfully, against people. I mean, in the Elon case, and I talk about this in my book a little bit, you know, he waves at the crowd at an event, and you had every single person on television running out there to say, oh, this was obviously a Nazi salute. Well, no, it wasn't. And there are countless other images of Democrat politicians making a similar hand gesture, waving at a crowd. But people got away with it. And I don't know. I'm sort of surprised he let that many people get away with it, because it's just outrageous to hear what they call folks. And yeah, they get very little pushback. It just, you sort of nod and move on. And I don't believe in that. I think you really do have to forcefully debate this and rebut it, because you can't allow that kind of attack to be normalized, in my opinion.
And Trump has proven that, Scott. I didn't know if you knew this. I'm a law school dropout. I think I was going to night school and all that. I won moot court, but I got into this. And I know that Trump, I never thought would win any of these, because when you're that universal of a figure, it's harder to cite defamation, et cetera. Yet Trump has proven that you can win these.
Yes, and it, or at least force people into settling, because they don't want to go through the process of discovery. And look, I mean, I don't think many of these things would survive contact with a deposition. You put people in the room and say, how do you know that what you said is true? Well, I don't know. Then why did you say it? I mean, these questions are not difficult to see where they would lead. And Trump, you know, one thing about writing the book that I've learned is he will have any fight that he thinks is worth having. Even if there's a low percentage chance, you know, that ultimately you succeed, he will have the fight because he thinks the fights are worth having. You know, take the universities that he's fighting with. He thinks the fight over anti-Semitism on campuses is worth having. And I agree with him, and a lot of people agree with him. And so whereas a lot of people would sort of calculate, well, I don't know if I want to invest my personal capital in this, Trump says, is the fight worth having? If the answer is yes, then we're going to fight it out, period. And a lot of Republicans respect the heck out of that, I can tell you that.
Parting question for Scott Jennings. Scott, I saw on Twitter them asking you, what is it that keeps Scott Jennings up at night? What would that be?
Well, I got asked this at the Manhattan Institute the other night in New York, and honestly, losing elections. I mean, I mean, in the short term, here's the deal. If they win, I think they will impeach Trump again. They'll never convict him, but they'll impeach him. But beyond that, I think they'll begin to implement policies, not just unwinding his, but implementing their own, that would, in my opinion, hasten the downfall of the West. I think they'll reignite the mass migration crisis. I think they'll set up Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. is for statehood. That adds 4 Democrat senators to the mix. I think they'll immediately pack the court, you know, and take it from 9 to however many they need to take it to in order to guarantee outcomes in the Supreme Court. And I just, you know, my personal view is they won't hesitate. Their base will not allow them to hesitate. And that's what we're in for. So, you know, elections come and go, but the consequences of the elections are far reaching, and it does keep me up at night.
Absolutely. Scott, thrilled with the success of this. Our people are really juiced up to meet you and to talk the book. And I'm trying to put some of the highlights together from CNN. I don't know if the Douglas one, maybe we don't put that in there for the cage matches. I got to say, the seating and how they've set that up is masterful. I don't know that they could have anticipated you, but you looking across, and usually it's a double barrel of progressives over there, is masterful. Really is.
Yeah, the way they have constructed that show, and even the concept just generally of having a debating show.
Oh, yeah.
It was a stroke of genius. There just aren't really any debating shows on television. And everywhere I go, I hear 2 things. I love you and I love the debates. Or I don't agree with you, but I love the debates. Everybody loves debates. We're a nation of debaters.
Yeah,
we love to argue
exactly.
About politics. It's valuable. And so I think CNN had a stroke of genius on this. And the show is produced in a masterful way. I agree.
Absolutely. A Revolution of Common Sense, how Donald Trump stormed Washington and fought for Western civilization. Scott, thank you. I just want to put you on hold for a moment off air just briefly here. Dom Giordano Show, more coming up on Talk Radio 12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Top 10.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Scott Jennings, nothing better than that. Big issues, big guest. A week from today, great theater too, The Colonial. Get your tickets easily right now, 1210WPHT.com. You know, a little bit of bite in that. We're going to replay a little bit later, a couple minutes, I told Henry. I think we got to play the part where he says the elderly Michael Douglas.
Yeah, right off the rip.
Oh, man. Yeah, right out of the box. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, and you heard what he said, he told me off air, the kid was fine. You know, he got this man, I mean, you can't send somebody like this stumbling, bumbling in there against Scott Jennings. You know, it's ridiculous.
So welcome to the big leagues moment.
Well, yeah, but you haven't even gotten through, you know, everybody got hurt and you're suddenly,
yeah.
It's like designated survivor.
the team caught the flu and they're like, oh, need someone
exactly,
up here.
Exactly, right. Well, it's like when they called me and said, can you get up to New York? Bill O'Reilly just got sick right now. We don't know what we're going to do. Now, I've never done national TV show like that, but I immediately had DJ start calling helicopter companies.
Actually,
that's what you got to do.
Get Jerry Bruckheimer on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I need his ride.
Exactly, exactly. So great stuff from him. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. I recommend you get the meet and greet package. You get the book, the meet and greet with Scott. We'll have him for an hour and 15 minutes behind the scenes. I know Guy Shiraki will be there, knows him very well. And you get the Christmas ornament. And the book, you heard what he said. He's got a lot of Elon Musk stuff in here. But inside this, I mean, you get Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones coming after you. This is arriving in America. So 1210. WPHT.com. That's where you go. And we will see you a week from today. Week from tonight, really. This one is as good as it gets. He deserves everything. He's the best spokesperson for Trump. Musk, Republican side that you can possibly imagine. And you see it all the time. Okay, now, I'm looking at Barron Trump has on Twitter and also Fox News on the, I'm not saying everything is kosher now that we know that definitively, because we're going to talk to John Yoo. And John Yoo has said, if we killed with a second, apparently there was more than a second drone. There may have been three or four shots at the, quote, survivors of the drug boat attack. And John Yoo, who was under fire during the Bush administration, he's the one that came up with waterboarding, says that would be out of bounds. Said it on Fox. He'll be here at 1:30. But the twist in this is that Hegseth gave the initial order to attack the drug boat and destroy everything. But he did not give any follow-up order. And here's what's happening. The New York Times is undercutting the Washington Post. Britt Hume made a good point. When a story remains exclusive this long, that's not a good sign that it's the truth, because there would be other angles to it. The New York Times would get it too. The New York Times cites five officials who say that what's happened here is that Hegseth did not give the order for the kill shot on the survivors. Now, there could be quite a back and forth about was that implied after the initial one, and it appears to be more than just a second drone strike. It may have been a third also. I've heard arguments, if the drugs were still aboard the ship, you don't want the cartel to come and get them, you destroy them. That would presuppose these guys were off the ship at that point and floating on something. So this is a big moment. And I wanted to ask military people a tough question, but I'm going to ask you straight up. And we have a lot of great folks that call in. Some have been in fairly high command. If I get Colonel West on, should Hegseth, or in your mind, is Hegseth making the admiral, who is a Navy SEAL, take the rap for this? That's how the media is playing that. Or is Hegseth sticking to the facts, which the New York Times seems to corroborate, in that Hegseth did not order, the New York Times, according to their five official sources, did not order the second shot to kill the remainder. He ordered them and anything on board killed or destroyed with the first shot, which I think is completely within bounds and good for them. With the second, and it's hard to believe a direct hit like that, but I guess it's possible. Now, in one other attack, when there was a survivor or two, we sent them back to the home country. You may remember that. I think there have been 21 strikes, and that's how that happened. All righty, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, in honor of Scott Jennings, never have done this before. I even told you yesterday where I was going to go on the side question. I looked up Appalachia or Appalachia. Remember that became the woke way of saying it? And Appalachia bleeds into even New York State has some counties. But we're talking really the heart of it, like West Virginia, Kentucky. Scott Jennings and everything he puts out on his social media has KY after it. He's proud of being from Kentucky, even though I don't think he'd be drinking bourbon that night, a week from today. I think of Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee. That's what I think of when I think of Appalachia. We're hill country, where we're talking about. So I'm going to take off the board. We're looking for anybody, any person, place, or thing associated with that. And it's a pretty vast territory. I'm going to take off the board Dolly Parton, Dollywood, and coal mines. Those are the biggest things that I think of. You know, I'm not sure about the food. I may take something off later. Henry, what do you take off with Appalachia?
Yeah, so I'll take two things off here. So at the foot of the Appalachian Mountains actually lies the only town in Pennsylvania. And this is a true fact. There is only one town in Pennsylvania. and that would be the home of my alma mater, Bloomsburg.
Bloomsburg, yes,
is in the Appalachians, believe it or not. It is in Columbia County, which is a part of the Appalachian Mountains.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous accomplished person from Bloomsburg?
Chuck Daly.
Chuck Bailey.
Team USA Dream Team basketball coach. Chuck Daly.
Oh, Chuck Daly. I thought you were saying Bailey. Yeah, Chuck Daly, sure, the winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's the first guy that wore nice suits pretty much in the NBA, too.
And he's pretty much the only alumni. So.
Yeah, okay.
glad we got one. The other one I'm going to take off the board is, say you're up in the mountains and you're walking through the woods, you know, nice breeze going, you hear all the bugs, you know, just flying all around, making their noises, and then suddenly, nothing.
Yes.
I mean, complete and utter silence. If you grew up around there, you know it means you got to go. You got, wherever you are right now, you got to get out of there because danger's around the corner. There's either a predator or there's some sort of thing that made all the animals and the bugs stop cold in their tracks.
Even
and
the bugs.
Silent.
Wow, yeah. That's a pretty good one. That would be hard to beat. That would be the Brazilian wax of today's show.
Right.
Ro heard that yesterday and said, "What the hell are you guys doing here?" Wasn't me. All right, Kirk, how about you?
All right, so I'm going to go with words or phrases like britches, gumption, holler,
yeah, the holler.
Reckon.
Yes.
So
that's a good one.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Scott words. Jennings to show up in overalls. What's he over and under that night? Yes.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
Cobb pipe.
Yeah, Cobb pipe. Yeah, we'll make him feel at home. No shoes. All righty. It's 855-839-1210, AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. That's a side question. Your reaction to Scott Jennings. I told you the latest on the drug boat stuff. And coming up, look, in my estimation, from what I can tell, nobody really knows, but I think the Eagles offensive coordinator is not good. I'll put it that way. That's a safe statement. But I want to get into people going to his house in the middle of the night in Morristown. And I there would just be universal outrage over this, these punks. Now, originally it was reported it was rocks. I don't think it was rocks. It was that. I don't care what it is. You show up at a house with his family there. You're throwing eggs, you ingrates, at 2:30 in the morning. I want a police manhunt. I want every single one of them dragged in. Two things about him. You can't allow this to happen. And two, nationally, Eagles Philadelphia sports fans, again, throwing snowballs at Rockies and eggs at a guy's house because they don't like the play he drew up. I mean, it's amazing, you know, how they knew his house. I guess people in the neighborhood saw
him. Oh, yeah. It only takes one kid in the neighborhood to be like, yo, Kevin Petullo lives down the street from me.
Yeah, and it's Morristown. It's not the rougher side of town. It's Morristown, and this is happening. All righty, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. I hope hearing a preview from Scott Jennings, the elderly Michael Douglas. Oh, man. He doesn't mind Zeta Jones. She's hot, sort of. But Michael Douglas bothers him with the Douglas kid. You're going to get a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, get the tier. Get the meet and greet. You get the book and you get the Christmas ornament. It's going to be a fabulous night. 1 week from tonight, Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Get those tickets. 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. As I said, at 1:30. We're going to talk with John Yoo, excellent guy, lawyer, but beyond that, particularly on things like international law, treatment of prisoners. You may remember, he's a guy that, and I still stick by saying that waterboarding is torture. It's not lethal, but people that have been waterboarded that we've had on, it is ghastly. But he says taking a second shot, in this case a third maybe, if you did it at the survivors of that boat, that would be violative. Is it? And your thoughts, particularly if you're in the military, is Pete Hegg said the allegation is throwing the admiral under the bus, Or is he doing a dance? He's kind of protecting himself, but at the same time, he's stating factually what happened. The admiral is the one that ordered the second and third strike. That appears to be where this has landed. New York Times says that. I got a lot today. How the Minnesota taxpayer, maybe the U.S. taxpayer, due to the Somalis in Minnesota and the scams, $1 billion plus, is the biggest funder of the biggest terrorist group in Somalia. We're sponsoring them because these ingrates from Somalia are rooking the system and then sending money to the terrorist group to further terrorize Somalia. And Trump wanting to take away the temporary protected status. Yes, do it right now. I think he's doing it. Why do they get protected status when they're refusing to fit in, funding the old country, and engaged in something that's ridiculous? 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Sounds like the Deliverance.
I have that in waiting.
Okay, good. Never have done this before in honor of Scott Jennings, Appalachia. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us with anything, person, place, or thing that you think relates to that. Okay, that's one thing. The other is the drug boats. And now it appears to be more than one drone shot, maybe another one afterward. John Yoo here at 1:30. I got a lot of respect for him. The way Pete Hegseth is handling this. But the New York Times says it's not Hegseth. In other words, he did give the initial order to destroy the drug boat, hit it. But after that, it was in the hands of the admiral. And Hegseth has called him a hero and supports him and all that. But is that kind of seen as a standing order to continue to do this or no? Or did the admiral intuit that and go forward with this? This is not going to go away. It's going to be quite a battle here. Now, the downside for Democrats, once again, they are standing on the Hill, no matter how you look at it, ultimately protecting a massive drug cartel and also a group that has been labeled by the Secretary of State, who has the power to do this, as a terrorist group. So they're in murky waters also. In addition to international law, whatever you want to call it here, various articles that you're going to hear all kinds of people debating and sparring over, there's got to be testimony on this, and that'll be good. We should go through this. Of course, Houlihan is out there prejudging everything, particularly Hegseth. Mark Kelly has lost his mind and is crazed going forward. And I mentioned Somalia. So there is this terrorist group, and we're trying to get people on. The City Journal has done great work on this, showing us how in Minnesota they've siphoned off over $1 billion in various kinds of frauds, threatening racism if they don't get the money, charged with racism. And then a goodly amount of donations have gone to the major terrorist group still holding forth in Somalia. Walls involved in it, of course. You just can't write this stuff of where this leads. Even an allegation that Walls would be able allegedly to siphon off a lot of that money during the presidential campaign, maybe that's why he was chosen. I don't know about that. I mean, Kamala Harris got in over $1 billion. She wasn't wanting for money for 107 days. Just think about that. What could she have run? How many millions of dollars a day in 100 days with $1 billion? Yeah, even for a pricey campaign, she had the money. But what's going on in Minnesota has to be stopped. And President Trump is swooping in, taking away the temporary protected status. I believe it's guesstimated there are 80,000 Somalis in Minnesota. Most of them seem to be near the capital. And it's a problematic thing. They don't assimilate. They're not going to be forced to assimilate. Go back to Somalia then. I don't think they want to. But apparently, a lot of their money was sent there to support a terrorist group. All right, Richard in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Richard, afternoon.
Good afternoon in beautiful, snowy Cincinnati.
Oh, how much snow did you get?
You know, as a critical care doc, I had to tell a number of parents that their child did not survive whatever drug overdose they took. And cherry on the cake was when our nursing supervisor had to perform CPR on her own son in her garage because of a fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
So as far as these drug boats are concerned, they're all murderers, and I don't care if they shoot 20 missiles into their boats. That's what they deserve.
Well, what do you say to a guy who's been through the ringer, and he maintains, and I think he'll say today, Richard, can't do that based on international law. Just can't.
I think they're judging in their nice ivory towers, and they're safe, and they know they will get no repercussions, and they'll let these guys go down to hang out to dry, and they'll go on and sit on their other next show.
All right.
They're not the guy on that wall.
Right.
Wait
a minute now. I wouldn't bring on a guy like that. John Yoo is the guy that used waterboarding and other things. He took that fire during the Bush years.
So I don't understand why he's changing his tune on this one.
I'm going to ask him honestly. That. Yeah, I'm going to ask him. It's a fair question. I'm going to ask. All right, what's your side today?
We went on a bourbon tour.
Yeah.
And it was marvelous. Some beautiful, delicious Kentucky bourbon. And if you walk into the distillery, it smells so good. You'll enjoy it. I'll take, come to Ohio and Kentucky and I'll take you.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Well, I had Rand Paul offer me some and somebody brought it like 100-year-old bourbon. And I think that was even worse. You know, and I didn't want to taste better. It because right. I don't like, you know, I didn't want to spoil somebody with a 100-year-old bourbon. Rand Paul, though, was, oh, yeah, let's have a
spit
few more.
Take with the 100-year-old bourbon.
Oh, man, my skin is what you have to do in this job, drinking bourbon there up on the stage.
Oh, no.
I don't think, you know, Scott is a teetotaler, I think. So, you know, I'll get with his staff and get him. I think it was Lemon Pellegrino or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I am up for bids, young Republicans. If you're there, give me another $108 bottle of wine that we scarfed down. I'm all on board with that. All right. It's 855-839-1210. Jennings, though, really has arrived. Can you picture what a great country this is? He gets to duke it out with the son, Dylan Douglas. Then these two go after him, and he just called moments ago. He said he had a hang-up about this, the elderly, Michael Douglas. If we have anything to do about it, that'll get out there into the ecosystem, and Michael Douglas will challenge him to a wrestling match or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. But Zeta Jones is about 30 years younger. So what? Good for Michael Douglas.
Absolutely.
I didn't know she was British. She's going to be the subject of tomorrow's. I don't think we've ever done greatest actress ever. I was looking at some of the candidates last night. Not exactly overwhelming, you know, who the greatest actress ever is. If it were males, I'm going to say Denzel Washington, but I know there'd be a fierce debate with that. So,
I think females. People would say Jack, because every time Jack was in a big movie, his female counterpart always won the Oscar as well. Elevated everyone's performance.
He is a great, but he's kind of a one-trick. Well, no, he played the sweet guy in the As Good As It Gets.
Yeah.
He could do that, yeah. But usually he's got a golf club smashing your car as he did in Hollywood. All right, I'm coming to more calls. It's 855-839-1210. Appalachia, those states. That's what we're looking for. Hit us with that. And how does Howard Lutnick, that guy is a menace. Rubio's on one side, Pete's on the other side. They're both in positions of power. How does Lutnick have the next chair over? So he can badger everybody. That guy, the Commerce Department guy, has caused more problems for the Commerce Department of all things. That's usually, nobody even knows who they are. They know who this guy is. All right, so this is the ninth cabinet meeting of term two. At 2:00 today, President Trump is going to make a big announcement. I'm betting it's who will be the Fed chair, and I think it will be the economic guy. Has it? Could it be about looking to see, well, FBI is not cabinet level, right? I don't think. I'm not sure if he's there or not. Patel is under a good bit of fire. So we'll see where that goes. Yeah, Scott Bessin is on the other side of the table. He's the best guy in the cabinet. All right, and Cuomo, the lesser, as Rich would say, makes a good point. AOC hates more things about America than the things that she loves. Now, it's obvious, but for him to say it, that's pretty good. And I would argue every progressive, that's absolutely the case. They don't want to tweak the country. They don't like it fundamentally, and they would want to completely change it. Now, liberals, maybe they want to tweak it a good bit, but I don't think it's the same thing. If you fundamentally want to change America, then you don't get it. Tweaking it to a true point of view? Sure. Constantly we're being retweaked for a better America. All right, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, that's a more courtly, a little bit of country here. Appalachia, the side question today. Tom Giordano show. We heard from Scott Jennings just 1 week out, 1 week away. And already the stuff brewing with this book, I'm really interested, too, in Elon Musk. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of insight in the book about President Trump. And I think this guy is really on the inside of anything political that's happening with conservatives or the Republican Party. So get your tickets. Great Theater Colonial, of course. Politics and Pints. The pints are there. The bar is there. And get the meet and greet package. I'm telling you, you will enjoy that. The backstage meeting. It's like an hour type of thing. A lot of people doing that. Go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. I'm watching Brooke Rollins, agricultural secretary, saying we're bringing the golden age back to rural America. An obvious one here for Appalachia, capital of rural America. So a large part of the country is what, by any recommendation, you would say is rural. And Pennsylvania is still one of the bigger rural places. You heard Henry about Bloomsburg. I mean, there's up I-80 and all through that. It is very, very rural.
Most of the states in the Appalachians.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a point. That's their whole point. They are flyover country. They are rural. Yeah. Here is Caroline Leavitt yesterday making the point about the Somalis and what people don't want. This scandal is what is driving people, I think even more than the Afghan shooting. It's driving people that they took $1 billion, right, of our tax money, and a large portion of it was sent to a terrorist group in Somalia. And, of course, Ilhan Omar is their face of all this stuff. Why in the world do we put up with it? We had a caller, Agatha, yesterday, really was fired up on it. And the answer is, well, this is one of the reasons why Trump was elected. He's going to go into no man's land with this, and he's going to try to do more and more about it. Here's Leavitt laying out what the issue is. Cut 13.
Integrity is refugees who come here under the alleged plight of asylum and fleeing persecution and then come to the United States to abuse our system and rip off American taxpayers. And as I pointed out, the New York Times, to their credit, it was about 6 months too late, but they did write about how Somali immigrants in Minnesota have been ripping off American taxpayers. In fact, 86 people have been charged in a rampant and widespread fraud scheme spanning multiple programs in Minnesota. Of those 86, 78 of those people are Somali, 91% of them charged. So far, 59 of those people have been convicted for their roles in fraud plots that have stolen $1 billion from taxpayers. In one scheme, and this is egregious, a nonprofit and its affiliates with these Somali migrants claimed to have fed tens of thousands of American children during the pandemic. They were reimbursed for those meals by taxpayers. However, federal prosecutors found that almost all of those meals were never even delivered to hungry children. In fact, those organizations' leaders spent the money on houses, luxury cars, and real estate in Turkey and Kenya. Another scheme involved hundreds of organizations who were reimbursed for services that were supposed to help people at risk of homelessness. Once again, those services were never provided. All of this has happened under Democrat leadership in a Democrat-run state, where these refugees, these migrants, are coming to the United States. They are abusing our system. They are draining our resources that should be going to law-abiding, taxpayer-funded, tax-paying Americans. And this president is not going to put up with it anymore.
Notice just one little other thing in there, too. Notice what she said. The pandemic, COVID, all that COVID money sloshing around. And who was in charge in Minnesota looking the other way? Walls and his minions. Ilhan Omar, over $1 billion, some of it sent to terrorist groups. Again, this, and I think Trump senses it, the Afghan stuff, shooting the National Guard, horrible. Another immigrant group having trouble assimilating here. Federalist has a great piece today. The fraudulent conduct of Somalis and others only gets worse because tribal behavior dominates in these non-assimilated immigrant groups. In the past, there were forces that, by and large, would make them have to assimilate. Now they're coddled, they're enabled. They're told that they're right. They don't have to assimilate. Why would you want to assimilate? Why would we make people do that? Because it's America. That's why. Go stay in Somalia then if you don't want to. Stay in Afghanistan if you don't want to assimilate. Well, we don't, but we want to have it both ways. And look at Europe. Look at what happened to France. It's a short hop from different parts of Africa. They brought workers in, et cetera. Now they have all kinds of problems, particularly France has and Great Britain. And there's dominance. And in certain cities, you have Sharia law. You have a dominant religious group, Islam, and you have that tension. 80,000 Somalis in a place like Minnesota, all congregated, mainly in the capital city and the like, are creating this type of force where people are afraid you'll be called a racist. They look the other way. But how could you look the other way for over $1 billion? It is shocking that it's taken this long, but it's out there now. And I think Trump is playing with this more than he is with the Afghan issue and continuing to say, no, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to vet this. We're going to take away temporary protective service. And if they don't like it, they can go back home. What in the world is the objection to this? On the drug boat thing, the Washington Post is losing ground to the New York Times. New York Times is not doing this to help Trump or anything. They're doing it to own the story. And they have five officials now who say that Hegseth never ordered the second strike or the third. There may have been two or three, or at least three, to take out the remaining narco terrorists. Okay, so it's the admiral. The other side's going to make the point, well, the admiral was under pressure to do that. That's where the tension's going to be. I'm going to ask John Yoo. You remember him. He's a Philadelphia native, big-time attorney. He's on with Rich and me a lot. He was on with Linda Kearns. And he was the guy that wrote up in the Bush years what to do vis-a-vis extracting information, the intense interrogation techniques. I don't know if he ever signed off on waterboarding or not, but that's one of the techniques they were using. He thinks the second shot would be violative after the boat was decimated. He'll be here to lay that out. I'll ask him every manner of question. He's as good as it gets on this. Phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.